Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Am I the only one who remembers spring cleaning? You know what? You remember? I mean, I know maybe you've heard of it, but do you remember? Does anybody actually remember what it was like? You threw open the windows, turned the air conditioning off. Of course, back when I remember spring cleaning, there wasn't any air conditioning. Oh, they had been invented. But you didn't in the spring. You didn't have it on, and you threw the windows up, and you drug the pillows and as much as you could, the rugs or whatever, outside, and let things air out. Let the winter all the winter stuff outside, and let things clear up. Get a spring fresh smell and everything. Right, all that stuff. Cleaned out the house and spring cleaning. Your grandmother did it. Maybe your mother did it. Well. Businesses need to do the same thing, only spring is not when to do it. The best time to do it is December, like you need another project in December, right? But seriously, I think I recommend December cleaning because it gives your business the maximum opportunity to start the new year with as little baggage from the current year, the previous year, as possible. So I've got some ideas on, and I talk about this every year. I usually give you some ideas on some basic fundamentals on some things to get rid of. With regard to inside the building, throw stuff away. And you know, I'm speaking to myself here. I'm a pack rat. I admit it. And I don't like throwing stuff away. I don't even like throwing boxes away for some reason. I don't know. There's probably some counseling I could take, maybe some medicine that you could put me on. But I'm a pack rat, so we need to throw stuff away. We need to get better at throwing stuff away. And get it out of the way, because if you're not using it, if it's in your way, then it's making you unproductive. So throw stuff away. There's a graveyard. Most of us have graveyards in our business. I'm talking to myself. I got a graveyard too. Most of us have graveyards. There's technology graveyards, right? They're the monitor that doesn't work anymore. The cables that don't work on any machine we have anymore. The printers. How about that? The printer that finally gave up the ghost. Maybe a computer or two back there. Well, mine are in the way. Are yours? We need to lose those graveyards. We need to get somebody, call somebody. There are people out there you can call, and they'll come get the thing. Come get that stuff. They'll recycle it. They might even pay you some money for it, but they might not. Make sure that you give them a computer, that you've deleted everything off the hard drives, so nobody gets any of your stuff, any of your proprietary information. Make sure clean out the hard drive. What's the word I'm trying to think of? Anyway, format. That's what I was trying to say. Format the hard drive so you clean up all the stuff. So lose the graveyard, folks. Another thing is rebooting the team. You know, the holidays are not a good time. Well, there's no such thing as a good time to let anybody go or to make changes in personnel. And I admit that maybe if you needed to make a change, you probably should have done it in September. But try, if you can, not to go into the new year with any personnel who are a problem, who are not contributing, who are maybe holding things back, maybe holding the company back. Try to. I don't know how you can decide how you do it. You turn into the Grinch if you fire somebody during the holidays, right? But remember, the company has to survive. Remember all the other people who work in the business that deserve to have a high-functioning team. Just remember that as you think about these things. So retool your team as much as possible. Maybe it just means maybe you put somebody on performance improvement. Maybe that's what you do, while you're simultaneously trying to find a replacement in case they don't work out. Another thing to clean out are customers. If you got customers that won't let you make a profit, you need to get rid of them. They're not helping you. Even, you know, if you're in a situation where unprofitable customers are giving you so much business that their cash flow is necessary. I've been there before. But try to do without those folks. You got separate your customers into A, B, C, and D's. A's are the best, most profitable. D's are the least profitable or unprofitable. Worship the A's. Cater to the B's. Encourage the C's and teach the D's how to enjoy self-service. See, if you'll separate your customers that way, you'll start focusing more on the people who are helping you be profitable, the A's and the B's, and you'll give them a little extra attention, and you'll start getting more business out of them, more profitable business, and in a year's time, you can really see a big difference. Products, the same way. Think of your products as A, B, C, and D. The A's are the ones that you stock all the time. Is the B's not so many? The C's, very few, and the D's, never let a D product, a D piece of inventory, never let a D spend the night under your roof unless it's already paid for by a customer. Just remember that, folks. You got every nickel you put into inventory is a nickel of cash that you can't use for something else until you convert it into a sale. And if you got inventory that's obsolete, if it's worn out, whatever, get rid of it. Take whatever you can get for it. Take that cash and move on. Cut your losses. And of course, you're doing this like this next thing I'm going to talk about, accounts receivable. You're doing that at the end of the year, and it becomes deductible. So take the hit now and write off uncollectible accounts receivable. I call it accounts receivable reality. That way you can start January with a clean list. AR write-offs are tax deductible this year, but if you should happen to collect them next year, it becomes a gravy, right? Because you didn't expect that to happen. So don't saddle yourself. Don't saddle the new year with the old stuff, with the obsolescence and the bad decisions. Give each new year the maximum opportunity to be successful. And by taking the steps that I just talked to you about, you'll not only improve yourself, but you'll prove to yourself, but you'll also prove to your banker that you have the discipline to make critical decisions that successful managers are known for. So think about that, folks. December cleaning, spring cleaning in December for small businesses. Check it out. See what you can do. Let me know how it turns out. I'm going to take a quick break, 20 after the hour. When I come back, I got something else to talk to you about. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.